Nein, wir machen Gelli, Eros, Ingen, Echamika.
Eros, Bechor, Eros. A little bit outside the door. We need a Litvin Rebach, Ben Parsha, Le Parsha. Very beautiful what I just heard. The Maral and the Shloah Kodesh asked the same question. We find that Rosh HaChodesh is called Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. And they asked the question, surely more appropriate would be to call it Tchiles Hashanah, to begin at the beginning of the year, beginning of the Chodesh. What's the Lashon of Rosh? Explains the Maral and the Shloah that in all times of Kedusha, the peak of the Kedusha, the climax of the Kedusha, is in the beginning of the Yontif. The rest of the Yontif draws from that Tchila. And that's why it's Rosh, it's a cup. And that's why, says Maral, we have Yontif and then Chol HaMoed. Because the Iki Kedusha is the Yontif and then the Chol HaMoed. Which begs the question, what are the second days of Yontif? And the answer is, it's a Yontif Bifnei Atzmai. And that's why it's Rosh Hashanah, Rosh HaChodesh, the whole Kedushas and Hashpas of the Chodesh on Nimshach from the beginning, from the cup, from the head. And it occurred to me that the Chanukah, it appears not to be the case. As mentioned, Malim Bakodesh. Moreover, we know that Zois Chanukah, especially in more Chassidish circles, this is the Spitz, the top, this is when the main Sudas are. And it begs the question, surely the Ikki Kedusha should be the beginning and from there go over to the rest of the Yontif? Perhaps the answer is that particular with Chanukah, we find as follows. It's the Sfasemes, the Kedusha Rima Medayik, Haroya Neir Chanukah Mevorech, makes various brachas, the first bracha, Lahadlich, Osanisim, Shechyonu. And the Sfasemis is Madayek, that even the Shechyonu is only when you are Roya Ner Chanukah. What does that mean? The halacha is, on Yontif, we all know the halacha, that Taman Oimray Afilu Bashuk. What happens if a person, for some reason or other, didn't say Shechyonu on Leil Yontif, his wife had a baby, or whatever it is, he didn't get home, he gets home, it's the next day already, and he found he hadn't made Shechyonu. The halacha is, even Chol HaMoed, he can make Shechyonu on the Yontif. Man Oimer Afilu Bashuk. Says the Sfasemes, Chanukah is different. The halacha is, Horoya Neir Chanukah, Mevorech Shechyonu. It's only when you actually see the Neiris. Says the Sfasemes, the pshat is, that Chanukah is not a Yontif Be'etzem. As we know, Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, the Yomim Tovim, which Rabbi Yishlam created in the Bria, the Yomim Tovim. Chanukah is different. Chanukah, the lechtikai from Chanukah will be as much as we appreciate it. As much as we understand the Chanukah, as much as we're ma'ayin in the Chanukah, we'll have that Chanukah. And if we don't, Chanukah, we all know, if we're very busy, we're tired with other things, Chanukah, you can go and come. Chanukah is as much as a Yontif as we make out of the Chanukah. Haroya Neir Chanukah Mubarak Shechon. You can't stand going and make Shechyonu. I think it stands to reason, therefore, that as Chanukah goes along, and we learn on Chanukah, and we learn in Yonim Chanukah, and we learn other in Yonim, and when we Zdabik, the Torah, and the Kedusha, as we heard from the previous Choshevah speaker, then the Chanukah becomes meaningful to us. If so, the Spitz Chanukah is not at the beginning, it's not the Yontif Be'etzem. It's as much a Chanukah as we grow with a Chanukah. At the end, the Malim Bekodesh, when we're Mizdabik, ultimately, then we've got the Zois Chanukah. And therefore, you just welcome the initiative of our Taira of Chaim Odcha, who put together a Yom Limud, because this is really what Chanukah is all about, and our Shvech to Reb Chaim Odcha. If I can say a few different Ha'oras, I'd like to begin with the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Gimel on the base. And the Gemara says the following. Omar Rava, Pshitali, Neiru Beisoy, V'Neir Chanukah, Neiru Beisoy Aduf, Mishum Shalom Beisoy. What happens if it comes to Shabbos and super credit crunch, limited funds, and all he's got is a little bit of Neiros, or he's away and he's got a limited amount of Shemen, he can either use it for Ner Shabbos or use it for Ner Chanukah. Or says the Gemara, Ner Chanukah, don't forget, one can't use also Lishtamish La'ira. Says the Gemara, Ner Beisai Adif Mishum Shloim Beisai, that a person should rather go for a Ner Shabbos than a Ner Chanukah. Why Mishum Shloim Beisai? Because of Shalom Bais. And then the Gemara goes on to speak about what happens in a Beisai. The Kiddush, the Gemara says, that Chanukah is more important than Kiddush. Why? Because Chanukah's got the Inyan Pirsum and Nisa, which Kiddush doesn't have. So you see, even though Chanukah has got this big Inyan Pirsum and Nisa, nonetheless, if it comes to the question of Shalom Bayis or Ner Chanukah and Pirsum and Nisa, then Shalom Bayis comes first. The Rambam quotes this halacha, and he says the following: Hayolafon of Ner Beisay with Ner Chanukah. The last halacha in Hilchas Chanukah. Hoy the fun of the base of the Chanukah in the base of the Kiddush Hayom, Neir Beisoy Koidem, Mishum Shloim Beisoy. Okay? Fine. So far he said the Gemara. Sheharei Hashem HaNimchek La'asuiz Sholem Ben Ishle Ishtoi. We all know from the parasha of Sota that the Rebbein Shem allows the Shem Hashem to be Nimchek so that a husband should stay together with his wife. So you see the amazing union of Sholem Bayis. Godol HaSholem Shekol HaToyah Ditla HaSuiz Sholem Sholem, etc., etc. The question here is the following: the Neir Shabbos is Mishum Sholem Bayis. Rabbi said, how did you always learn Neir Shabbos Mishum Sholem Bayis? Rashi tells us Sholem Bayis means Shalom Yikoshel. It's got pretty little to do with issues between husband and wife. I mean, he's going to go, he's going to pitch back, he's going to trip, he's going to hurt himself. The Rambam brings the halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. Hadlokas neva Shabbos, ain't a rashus, it's a mitzvah. And everybody's mechuyev. And the Rambam says, what's the reason? Umadlig is a neir shazer bichlal oineg Shabbos. How beautiful. So what we're saying is, it's an oineg. On Shabbos, you know there's a chiyuv oineg. So there's an oineg that had neiros. So the question is, where did the Rambam take from I got to stick on Torah, Shahara Yal Torah, in order to make Shalom Bayis, Ben Ishle Ishtoi, Nimcha Kashem. Who's talking about Shalom Bayis, Ben Ishle Ishtoi? It's a pun, it's a play on words. Shalom Bayis, the Gabbat Lokis Neiros, does not mean Ben Ishle Ishtoi. It means Shalom Yekosher, it means Mishmaidik Shabbos, Ozan Geshmak, Ozan Menucha, all the good in Yonim. It's written the Neiros should be Somach Lissuda, next to where he's eating. It's all part of the Oineg, and today that we've got electricity, the Poskim are worried that if we have the lights on, you know, some are machmir to put the lights off before Adlakas Neiros, otherwise what do the Neiros help? The Indian is it should be more geschmack, so there's those who don't do that, which is Roiv meaning of Binush Lekal Yisrael. The reason is because extra Neiros add to the Oinik Shabbos, but nothing to do with Shalom Bayis. And here in Chanukah, the Rambam chooses to say, make a Ganta Shlikal Torah about Shalom Bayis. So perhaps the answer is as follows. There is a second pshat in the Me'iri in the Gemara, and a third pshat, I believe I heard this years ago when I was learning against a koil from a Choshev Chavrusa, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Moab. I think I heard it from him, but the Kabbalah Rishmi Shomer is a good vote. That the Me'iri says that in the Shaila of the Gemara, the Yesha Pirshu, what does it mean whether you should do Neir Bayis on Neir Chanukah? Vayesha Pirushu Mitzad Ishtoi Shaha Mitzvah Mesura La. Oh, got a new Pshat over here. Well, the Meiri seems to be learning the Pshat of Gemara. The Shaila in the Gemara on Shabbos is as follows. There are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Neir Chanukah and a mitzvah of Neir Shabbos. Who likes the Shabbos Neiros? Who is the mitzvah Mesura to? That's the mitzvah Mesura to the woman of the home. So there's an exception, there's a Mogen Avrom, the first week after a woman's had a Leda, it says that it's a husband who lights, but otherwise it's the woman who lights. Neir Chanukah, who lights the Chanukah lights? So is it the master of the home? It's against the Shaila, why an Isha in the Halakha of Mahajim and Mahajim doesn't have the light, but as we thought it's the Surah to him. The Shaila of the Gemara, the Rambam, is a different Shaila. You've got an option over here, he's got his mitzvah, she's got her mitzvah. Whose mitzvah do you put first? Is it his mitzvah or is it her mitzvah? Not the shaila, is it Chanukah or is it Shabbos? Is it his or is it hers? of things of the Gemara Ner Shabbos Mishum Shalom Bayis. It's better to allow a woman to do her mitzvah Mishum Shalom Bayis. Yisai B'zayi Seh Shein the Rambam. The Rambam says very beautifully, the Rambam says Shari Hashem Nimchat Mishum Shalom Bayis. So with a different shot in the Gemara, we've understood we've emphasized the Rambam. Another ha'ora is the Indian of lighting, public lighting is the Indian that very often comes up. The shaila is the notion of lighting bachutz outside with a brocha in the street or in offices or in public places. It's a big deal now, halacha, and already Kvan Islab to Aposkim, everybody is already written about it. I mean, you may know the Chasam Sofer was concerned that even in the shul, he was concerned not to make a brocha, and etc. So there's mikotza lakotza. Today the minig is everybody in shul makes a brocha, and we've discussed a little bit what the makor is. And the shaila is, what about outside of the shul? What about in a public area? Al pi halacha, what's the makor to tzindlecht and to make a brocha? What are you saying? Okay, so ich mein do keine nicht und ich mein kein Platz nicht. We're talking now strictly halacha, we're not talking politics. So let me begin with a Beis Yosef in our Chayim. Ma'a shekosav shemanichin erchanike beBeis HaKnesses. So the Beis Yosef says the following. He said it would appear, I'll ask your shayla lechatchila to make it a little bit more practical for us. I'll ask your shayla in the shul, what's the halacha in a shul? Can a cotton light the menorah? Can we give it to a child? No, it's a mitzvah to light a shul, or whatever we see the makor is, and it's got to be a god who lights it. Let's ask another question. We know at home, the halacha is the chatchila, we're meant to leave the menorah to burn at least half an hour after this man had locha. What's halacha in a shul? So you light before davening ma'ariv. Let's say ma'ariv doesn't take half an hour. A little bit less, and you want to leave, and people are running home to their very shurim, etc. So the halacha is, can you put the neiros out l'chatchila? So basically, megave da bissel onkappen, is this the same hadlocha as hadlocha at home, or is it a different hadlocha? What's going on over here? So the Vesoysev quotes the following, that nirashet akinu came ipnei ha'orchin, sha'enahem bayis lahadlik. And he quotes from the Kolboy, the first time is that just like we find by Kiddush, there's halacha that in shul that was a minig amol, at least we'll see in Shulchan Aruch writes that minig the mechala pasuk the chatchila, we ought not to do that today, but the minig was to make Kiddush in shul, and some people have still got the minig. So likewise, even though we tzin the dome, nonetheless there's a minig to light in shul. Second reason which a Kolboy says is כדי לפרסם הנס בפני כל העם ולסדי הברוכס לפניהם שיש בזה פרסום גודל להשם יסבורך וקידוש שמוי כשמבורכים עושה במקהלוס. Note the words כשמבורכים עושה במקהלוס. It's not only the actual persuma nisa of the neirois being nidlak, but the very fact that one makes brochas, and as the boss can say, the brochas are chelik of the persuma nisa. When it's no good that somebody likes to mumble off the brochas and then he's got the huge beautiful silver menorah, the brochas are chelik of the misa, chelik of the persuma nisa. So even though we light at home, but nonetheless, we're limited at home, even though there may be a gathering at home, but it's limited, but in shul there's a big gathering. And then he comes to Loshon HaRoshin or Tshuva, a minig is there, lehadik beis haKnesses, a minig vasikin, it's the alter minig. So note over here, this is a minig, this is not Medina de Gemara. And therefore this begs the question, where do we find that a minig that evolved one makes a brocha on? Perhaps one does. Does one make a brocha on a minig? Minig vasikinu, mishum presum anisa, kimin sha'inon, yichoidim, lekayim, a mitzvah, ketikuno, lehadlik, kolecho, bepesach, beisri, bachot. Says the Rivash that in times of the Shulchan Aruch paskens that we light inside the home, we don't light outside, because the Goyim were not able to, so therefore we're missing from the Pesum Anisa. So to make up for that loss of Pesum Anisa, then I design we make Bechutz Mipnei Shiyad Mr. Keith Umavarchin of them. How do you make a bracha? Says the Rivash, quoted the Beis Yosef, "Kemoish mevorchin al halad Rosh Chodesh, afa pisha'ina elo minig, even though it's only a minig." And as you'll know, the Rambam's of the view that one kachet doesn't make a brach on the halal shchodesh because it's only a minig. So that's that particular shita. But we do make a brach on halal shchodesh, not chanukah. Chanukah it's meitzim atakon, but it's not a bracha. But on shchodesh we do make a bracha. So I say we can make a bracha on lighting a menorah in shul. So what we're seeing over here is it's a minig. It's a minig vasikin. It's an alter minig. It's not midina the Gemara, it's the alter minig. And there are basically three reasons given for it. Either it's a minig like one makes Kiddush and Shul, which was, why do we make Kiddush and Shul today among? Because there's people who didn't have where to go home, and this was how they yotze the Kiddush. Or the second reason is the farsam anes b'fnei kol ha'om. This is from the Kolboy. The Kolboy adds on the zecha lemikdosh. And the significance of that reference is that if we look at lighting in the Beis Knesset, so we all know that the Beis Knesset is a Mikdosh Mat, is a Shtikl Beis HaMikdosh. So Zeicha LeMikdosh, which the whole Neis Chanukah was a little Neira that we lit in the Beis HaMikdosh, etc. So in Mela Ibezoi, there's a minute to light. If we're going to look at Bizman Hazer, so we would have to question the following. Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Samech Tes, Shulchan Aruch writes that if one has got starts a new keila, a new place, a new mokim, and the question is whether to be mistaken that one should make kiddush in shul on Leil Shabbos, so you shouldn't do it. Don't do it, because today there are no orchim in the Botiknisias that need that kiddush. Don't do it. It's not similar to Tekonis, which where there's Isurim, you need Bezin, Gog, Mechavero, Bechachim, the Minyan, etc. to be a battle. No. Here's the question of the Tekona. And either way, say, given the Iskin, once it was established, it's established, or one takes the view, I'm talking about the Rishonim, that if there's no need for the Tekona, then the Tekona falls away. So therefore, today in our Boti Knesios, for the same token that we don't make Kiddush, we really, if the reason is, the Anoche is because of the Aniyim, or people who don't have Anoyos at home, we ought not to light. That's why Shulchan Aruch writes, the reason why we do it is Prasuma Nisa. Now the question is, where are we left with that? If the reason is Zeicha LeMikdosh, as the Kolboy says, so Mimeila Oibezoi, it ought to be limited to a Beis HaKnesses Dafka. It's a Beis HaKnesses, and therefore to go elsewhere, outside, stand anywhere and go like it, Meicha Teisa, and the attitude of all the Poskim towards it is, Havod Elo Loisif Alo. That means to say, it's a Chiddush, and it's a Chiddush which we know the Minig was in a Shul. We don't know the Minig being elsewhere. We've got no right to extrapolate and extend on that Chiddush. It's like they say, Meicha Teisa, to go on light outside. Havod Elo Loisif in a Shul, not state, but to go elsewhere is questionable. The question now remains the Rivosh. The Rivosh says the reason is because why do we light a shul kedei lefarsim, which means we don't have the opportunity to do Pesuma Nisa fully outside at home, and therefore we do it in a basic Knesset. Now here there may be a chilik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, because the Poskim are down in Eretz Yisrael that the minig is already, or it's established for those who want to light outside, because we don't have Yad Umos Tekifa Aleinu, they can light outside. And later that town falls away. If that town falls away, you've got nothing. One has kemat none of the tamim left, except the makelos brachas Hashem in a shul. But to go light it outside the shul, you've got nothing left. Could be Chutz La'aretz is a bit leichter. Chutz La'aretz that we still, I mean, others have asked the question that why is it shulim don't be green? There'll be nothing wrong if we lit outside. We've no more Yad Umos Tekifa Aleinu. I beg to differ. I'm not sure. Unfortunately, that's exactly the case. We already have okay, but therefore it could be that we're limited with our Pesuma Nisa inside, and therefore to go and do it outside, there is a Mokem Al Pi Halacha for it. I'm not asking one should or one ought to, but it is a Mokem Al Pi Halacha, and here Eretz Yisrael will be different to Chutz La'aretz. There is a Bir Halacha, where the Bir Halacha questions the following. An interesting Shaila, which is, I hope it's not the Ge'er Lamaisa, but it's a Shaila nonetheless. On Erev Shabbos, in Shuls, one's got to light, obviously, before the Zman. Now, one comes into Mincha, so Mincha is 15 minutes before this man. The question is on an Erev Shabbos, if you don't have a minyan. If you don't have a minyan in shul, they're coming. So you've got 3, 4, 5 people, and Mincha, so Nafagaz Shtikel Torah, how you can have a Mincha a little bit after this man when you have to make Kabbal Shabbos, so Shmuz for another time. But in any case, a Mincha, we're going to daven a little bit later. Of a Bosom is at Locus Neiris. We haven't quite got our 10 people. We haven't got our quake, so 6, 7, 8. Can one light at Locus Neiris or can one not? So Mishabura things in at Locus, we hear Mogan Avram and the Moira Ktsia brought down the Shari Tshuva. Mogan Avram seems to be of the view that you can. And the Mishabura says, listen, I don't understand. Presumenisa at home, you also don't have a minion. So we may not even say at this minute by the time the Ike is the Neiros, but once the Neiros are lit, you'll already have 10 people who come in, they'll all see the Neiros, so it should be okay. But Maritzia vehemently says that's not the case. Now look, it is, there's got to be 10 people there, Bishas the Brocha. And if there aren't 10 people Shas the Brocha, then Ibiza you can't light. What's the mocker? Where? Well, what's the Pshat in that? The Pshat in that is because if the Yisoyna Bisa Knesset is the Makelos Baruch Hu Es Hashem, so only where there's a gathering, then you can make a bracha. A gathering means a minion. So if so, this minion has got to be Bifnei HaSorah. It's got to be Kafka. There's got to be 10 people there. So Halacha LeMaisa, that's Poshet. I mean, everyone will ask their own Rav, but that's Poshet, that Mechatchila, there's a Vabi, got to be 10 people, Bishas, Tadlocha. It's not enough to come 10 people later on. But the Ebin, if it happens, that's a different story. Now coming over to cotton. So once we've established that the halacha of, and we all know, this is another achdomen, it's a double poshet, so that lighting in shul, you're not lo yotze for your home, and lighting your home, you're not yotze for shul. So it's an independent halacha. What would you say the halacha is with a cotton to light at home and to be moitzi the bnei bayis? So Shulchan Aruch writes about it. Shulchan Aruch brings Shaitan Shulchan Aruch and halacha in Hilchos Chanukah that a cotton should not be madlik. It's got to be a bachiyuva. A cotton should not be madlik. In Hilchos Purim, in Hilchos Megillah, there are 2 days in halacha which are brought down whether a cotton can be moitzi or cotton can't be moitzi. What's the deal? What's the shaila whether a cotton can be moitzi or cotton can't be moitzi? The shaila is because Purim and Chanukah only is the rabbanon. I mean, maybe it's the Rabbanon, the cotton's also only got a chiyuv midin chinuch, he's also only the Rabbanon. Can the Rabbanon be mitzvah the Rabbanon? So with a cotton, there's 2 the Rabbanons, because the etzah mitzvah is the Rabbanon, he's only mechiyuv the Rabbanon, so can 2 the Rabbanons come and be mitzvah a person who's mechiyuv with a main Rabbanon? That's the shaila, yes or no. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that we've got 2 days. In Hilchos Purim, Mimela Oibazoi, L'chora, that should really be Kaveya for Hilchos Chanukah as well. The Sfas Emes wants to suggest otherwise. The Sfas Emes declares, it's a beautiful Chakira in the Etzem Inyan of Adlokas Chanukah. So Emes on the Gwan Chanukah Sugi of Shabbos. The Shaili is a Chakira in the Halacha of Neir Ubeisoi, the Ikechiyuv of the where the din is, that without Mahadrin, one person can light and can be mighty the whole B'nai Bais. Is the pshat that be'emes each individual member of the household is mechuyev, only the cotton is moitzi them? Is that what's happening? On the hook, the halacha is that only neir ishu beisoi, it's halacha in the home, someone's got to light, but he's not moitzi them their chiyuv. When he lights them, that is the hadlock of the home and no more is needed. Mimela oibazoi says, so it stands to argue, one could argue that a cotton is a chilat between Purim and Chanukah. With Purim, the pshat is you've got to be moitzi yen and megillah. Everybody's got their own individual chiyuv. So, the question: can this cotton be moitzi somebody else? With Chanukah, it's mishnah pshat. He's not moitzi anybody. So, the melo even zoy there's a tzad that the cotton could light. Even if we don't say that, and we don't, Bemis, you know, it lends itself to another huge question. You probably all know the question. You know, there's a machlokes whether one can make a bracha on a hidur mitzvah, and the big shaila is Rabbi Kivega and the Prechadosh and the Rabbi. You've probably over the years heard of it. I just punked out the shaila of a younger man. It happened to him last night that he lit the first nail on Leil Dalet, and the little girl came and pulled the tishtech, and thing, and everything fell, and etc., everything all over the place, he had to start again. So he had a shayla, has he got to make a new bracha? Because Be'emes he was Yotzei's mitzvah, he had enough shemen, and he hasn't got to burn for half an hour, as long as it was B'shas Meitzvah, he was Yotzei. So if he lights now, he's lighting Midin Ma'adrin, can we make a bracha on a Hidur? And that's a big shayla. But Kiveka's got the shayla, similar shayla with Kosar Pichodosh, when someone came on the seventh night, he thought it was sixth night, and he made six, and then he starts biting into his donuts, and then all of a sudden someone said, there's no Vostutzach, it's his seventh night, oh, should he was mashtik now, should he go and make a brocha? That was the shayla. It's a makleikis, a poiskim, piyadua. The question is the following, that if one cannot make a brocha on a mahadrin, on a hidur mitzvah, the question is, how do all our children or any secondary people light at home? But the Baal HaBayis is lit already, he's done his mitzvah, everything else is only mahadrin. Did we not just say on mahadrin you can't make a brocha? So how is everybody else making a brocha? This is a famous kasha. Says Rabbi Kivega, the answer to the kasha is because since they intend lighting, they intend not to be yoitza with the hadlocker of the Baal HaBayis, so therefore they're not yoitza with the hadlocker, so therefore they're not lighting on Mahadrin, they're lighting on the ikichiyuf. Ah, that's all good if you don't learn like the Sfasemes. If you learn like the Sfasemes and the Pshat is, he wasn't mighty then, which they can say, Chodesh Gavot Yoitza Zayin. What do you mean Chodesh Gavot Yoitza Zayin? Once one person's done the mitzvah, neither should they say the mitzvah's done, so everybody's got the chanukah. So Emela, so if you light now, you haven't excluded yourself from the mitzvah to say that this is ikka mitzvah, it's hidur, so I'm only making a brach on hidur. So Behechrach, one's got to say, and as I listen to the vet of Musfasemes, that he learns that the mahadrin of chanukah is different to the regular hidurim. We don't look at it as talistor and the regular hidur mitzvah, because the takona was to make on, that means in the Ikka Takona was there's a mitzvah and there's also mahadrin. So just like we find there's a brocha in shul only on a minik, so there's a brocha on the mahadrin that goes into the original Takona of the Chachomim. That's not only on the mitzvah you make, even on the hidur you make. That's how you've got to learn according to Sfasem. That's all talking about the lighting at home. When it comes to lighting in shul, the chayr, it's a dover poshet. It's not the pshat, that each member, showing a full membership, affiliated membership, each member's got a heel to light, and the one who lights it might see it. This is not the pshat. The pshat is that I did not look in shul, but my kelos baruch es Hashem, they call a mikdash to light in shul. Or there's a cotton who is a bach yuva, but etzim he is a bach yuva for himself. He's not mitzvah me at all. So there should be nothing wrong in allowing a cotton to light and shul. I've told you the lomdus halacha lemaisa, you look in Sforim, this one says efsha besanish, one says that he mechaz the cotton efsha yo. Halacha lemaisa, you'll know your own rav, but explain a little bit the background to it. Unfortunately, unfortunately, time is running out. I'll just be choysim ben apsicha, that the ikka of the mitzvah chanukah. All the Sfarim speak about is the Pnimius, is as much as we Mishtel Tzu to the Yontif. This quote, the Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara Shabbos says that Omer Avhuna Harogil B'Neir Havilei Bolim Tamidi Chachamim Azoi B'Mezuzah Zoich Ledirano Azoi B'Tzitzi Zoich Letalisno. So if you do things with a beautiful Hidur, then one's commensurate, one's Zoicha. So for Mezuzah you get a Dirano, for Tzitzis you get a Talisno. So the question is asked, if so, why, if he's Rogel Benair, he's Medaknik and Ner Chanukah, it says, Havnei Bonin Tamili Chachomim. It's not in line with the rest. Who's talking about Tamil Chosh? You say, Rogel Benair Chanukah, then you get a beautiful from Yeshua, you'll get a little bit of Manoira, to the Mahadana. We should be past silver now, we should be up to gold by now. Beautiful, huge, big Manoira. And the state, no, the state, Havnei Bonin Tamili Chachomim. And the answer is, Arogu ben Echanaki means to say is, as we began, the Ike is the Pnimius, where we understand and we misboinen, and we appreciate what the Yontif of Chanukah is. All the various troshes you'll hear, they're all right, they're all complementary, supplementary, everything's correct. It's the Ruchnius and the Pnimius of the Yontif. Arogu ben Echanaki, when you have that Pnimius, then one's Eicher to Bonim and Tamidi Chachomim, because when one's Ruchni and a Pnimi, then that's the reward that Eibish takes. Zom Allah Zeicher Zayin Bonim and Chasa Tamidi Chachomim.